Welcome to the Joey Mitchell Podcast, Celebrity Interviews. Joey's been broadcasting his radio show throughout California for over 51 years and has interviewed hundreds of celebrities. Most of these interviews have only aired once. Now, he's decided to share them once again. Every week, a new celebrity with a behind-the-scenes peek into what happened before and after the interview. So sit back, relax, and get set to travel back in time. Here's Joey.
Hey, thanks, Todd, and welcome back to another edition of Celebrity Interviews with me, Joey Mitchell. Today, we take a look at Ned Arnell Mencia. Who's that? Well, he's actually comedian Carlos Mencia, previously known as Ned Holness. He was born one day after me, October 22nd, not the same year though, in 1967, in Honduras. He's a comedy writer and an actor, and his style of comedy is often political and involves lots of issues of race, culture, criminal justice, and social class. He's best known as the host of Comedy Central and the show Mind of Mencia, which produced four seasons before being canceled around 2008. Carlos was raised Roman Catholic in East L.A. by his aunt Consuelo and his uncle Pablo Mencia. By his own admission, staying out of trouble was difficult when he was growing up, but with the help of his family, he excelled in school and stayed out of gangs. He attended Garfield High School in Los Angeles, but was dealing drugs when he was 19 years old. He majored in electrical engineering at California State University, L.A., but left early to pursue a career in comedy. And after a successful performance at an open mic night at the Laugh Factory, he got the gig. He has an older brother named Joseph Mencia, who's also appeared on Carlos's show, Mind of Mencia. In 1988, Mitzi Shore, she's the owner of the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, suggested that Mencia change his name from Ned to Carlos in order to appeal to the Mexican community. So Mencia performed at the venerated L.A. stand-up, Comedy Store, the L.A. Cabaret, and that success led to appearances on the Arsenio Hall show. Now, when he was on my show, he was appearing at a local comedy theater, and I had no idea of the controversy surrounding Carlos. See, in 2005, comedian Joe Rogan wrote a post on his website publicly accusing Mencia of being a plagiarist, alleging that Mencia stole jokes from a number of comedians. And then, on February 10th, 2007, at the Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard, Joe Rogan publicly confronted Mencia on stage, accusing him of plagiarism. Rogan posted the video of the altercation, along with audio and video clips from other comedians, including George Lopez, Bob Levy, Bobby Lee, and Ari Schaefer. Rogan also posted audio and video clips of Mencia's interviews and joke routines, comparing his routines to those of other comedians. To say the controversy hurt Carlos Mencia's career is an understatement. Mencia addressed the issue of plagiarism in a two-hour-long interview with comic Marc Maron, stated in the interview that he had been in therapy due to the accusations of plagiarism. In February 2009, he was dropped from the crew of Orpheus celebrity lineup for New Orleans Mardi Gras, citing inappropriate comments he made in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. One of the things Carlos said during his stand-up was, "I'm glad Hurricane Katrina happened. It taught us an important lesson. Black people can't swim." Ouch. Well, Carlos lives with his wife, Amy. They were married in 2003 in L.A. They have one child, Lucas Pablo Mencia. Here's my interview with Carlos. Obviously, I don't make any reference to the plagiarism comments because at the time of the interview, I didn't know a thing about it.
I am phenomenal, man.
Yeah, you look great. You look great. I've been watching you, you know, on videos, YouTubes all over. And you never change. You look the same.
Yeah, you know what? Life's treating me good. I think when you make people laugh, you get something out of it yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah.
And I've been really fortunate, man. I've been really, really fortunate that I'm like crazy and I still have fans. I don't know how that works.
And you say whatever you want. In fact, there's a setup you do about if you're offended and you call them out on it in the very beginning.
Yeah, but who gets, like, this is America. Who gets offended? Like, I don't understand. You have food. You nobody's blowing us up. You know what I mean? We're, like, our worries are, oh, my God, there's a comedian on the radio, and he said something so horrible, and my child heard it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He said gay. Now my kids are going to ask me what gay is. And I've been lying to them, telling them that has nothing to do with being a man or a woman. Shut up. Who cares? Stop. I just think that, you know, like, people just live in this oblivious world. What, like, if you have ugly kids, don't pull your phone out and show on me. And if you do, don't get mad when I react to them because they're ugly. You know what they look like. You know, like, Photoshop them, fake them, do something.
I used to carry around this picture of a really ugly person and say it was my wife to see people's reaction. And almost everybody would go, oh, that's nice. Nobody would tell me, that's the ugliest woman I've ever seen.
Oh, you should have showed it to me. I would have been like, damn. I would have looked at her and see, I wouldn't have said that, but I would have been like, man, she must cook really good, huh, or something. Wow, she must be, because she's great in bed, right? Oh, you lucky man. She's great in bed. But I never would have said, like, oh yeah, you know, she's a good looking woman, because that's not good. That's not good for anybody.
You're from Honduras.
Yeah.
How in the world did you end up doing comedy here in the States?
I ended up doing comedy because I wake up every day and I watch the news and I'm just blown away, blown away at what people say. It's astounding to me how dumb people can be.
Yeah.
You know, they asked a million Americans a couple months ago who have kids what they would do if they found out that their son was a Homo sapien. Over 70% of the people, like, I know some people are going to say, over 70% said, I will kick them out of the house.
Oh my
70%
God.
Of people. Right now, that means that out of every 10 cars, at least in the capital of California, there are at least 5 people going, oh man, if my home, someone was Homo sapien,
what about?
I will take them to church and convert them back to their original plan. Like, really?
Give them medication.
Really? This is crazy. But that's like, you know, that's the, like, it's like the overdiagnosis of kids, you know, with the, my son has hyperactive. All kids have hyperactive disorder. It's called being a kid. It's called, I have a lot of energy. I want to run around and play and run around and play. And I can't focus because, oh my God, is that blue? Oh my God, is that, oh my God, is that red? That is red. I've never seen orange. Oh my God, look orange. Like, that's what it is to be a kid. Yeah. I just don't get it.
Give them Ritalin. Calm them down.
Yeah, give them Ritalin. Give them, you know, what do they give them? They give them Ritalin and Adderall. I mean, come on. They're kids. Wait. Let them grow out of it, you know?
Speaking of kids, you were the 17th kid out of 18?
17th of 18 kids. Yeah, my mother never had periods. She just had people. The woman has no idea what it's like to go through a menstrual cycle. I gave her a tampon the other day just to make sure. She put it in her ear. I said, wow, that's real.
That's why.
Real. Yeah, my dad, like, is... And everybody goes, oh, your poor mom. Yeah. My mom, I feel bad for my dad, man. My dad had to deal with all this. Like, my dad had to work. My dad was the one putting food on the table. My dad was the one that came home after work, you know, with a line of 5 or 6 kids. And my mom going, let me tell you what he did. And he did it. My dad would just be like, all right, get the belt, whoosh, go, whoosh, go. Like, there were times where my dad would just hit me and be like, what did I do? I don't know. I don't have time. Whatever you did, don't do it again.
Yeah,
I was like, what are you talking about? I didn't do anything. He's like, somebody always did something.
Did they have trouble with names? Like, you know, Carla, Frankie.
Yeah, my mom would call me stupid all the time.
You were stupid.
And I was really smart. Like, I got good grades. But she would just be like, you, Manuel, Jose, you, pendejo. Stupid. Come here. You know I'm talking to you, you know. They didn't care, you know. They didn't live for us. You know, today as parents, we live for our kids, you know. Yeah. There's a commercial where a parent says, I like that house. And then the dad is like, oh, my God, I like it too. Oh, but we can't buy it. Look at the school zone that it's in. Are you serious? We're buying property now based on what's good for the kid, not for what we... Yeah. I could never imagine saying to my dad, Dad, are you in love with this house? Yeah. Mijo, I love this house. We can afford it. I'm going to buy it. Yeah. But it's in a bad school district, Dad. You know that district over there? That's way better than this one. My dad would have been like, that's very good to know, mijo. Now you know how far you're going to have to walk to go to that good school. No, what I meant was maybe we could get a closer house. Oh, yeah. And maybe I could be a millionaire, but I'm not. So, you know, you're going to have to walk.
That's it, man. In my house, you know, I want a color TV. Okay, you got one. Two colors, black and white. That was it.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now it's like, what do you want?
Yeah.
I don't want this one. I want the iPad. Yeah. Why can't could you give me the iPad? And parents like do it and give it to them. No, man. I don't understand that. I don't get it. I was coaching this team, and I could understand like 6-year-olds, right? But these were kids 10 to 12 already. You know that they're not little kids anymore. So I was coaching the soccer team, and this dad comes up to me, and he's like, hey, man, why don't you put my kid on the game? And I looked at him, and I said, because I want to win. And your kid sucks. I'm sorry. Like, I told him, I said, why would you bring – you know that your kid is bad at soccer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how bad your kid is.
Yeah.
Why are you shoving into
because
this?
Everybody has to win. Everybody has to get a trophy now.
Oh, no. I don't do those leagues. I mean, I understand when you're 5 and you don't get it, but once you're aware of we won and we lost, it's a good thing for our kids to learn how to lose.
Exactly.
Lose. Sometimes you don't get what you want. Uh-huh. I mean, I see people asking their kids what they want to eat at restaurants all the time.
Yeah.
Don't ask a kid what they want to eat. You cook whatever you want.
Yeah.
You order. Don't go to a Chinese restaurant to get your kid a hamburger.
Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get them some noodles, spicy, so their stomach learns how to, my tummy hurts.
You know, it drives me crazy when they order the meal and the kid eats like 3 bites and I don't want it anymore. And there it is sitting there, $12.95 steak.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh,
and it's these parents, though.
Yeah.
Like, if I was, and then the kids start crying, and, well, I'm embarrassed. My dad started crying one time, too. One time I remember, I don't remember what I did, but I started crying, and my dad just got next to me and started going, I want to cry, too. And then I got embarrassed and went, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing? Why are you crying? He's like, well, you're crying, too, because you couldn't get the toy. I'm crying because I want to buy you the toy, but I don't have enough money to buy you the toy. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. I don't even have a green card. I wish I had a green card. I don't have a green card. I go, what are you talking about? We're not legal? Oh, we're legal. I'm just trying to make a point. And I was like, wow.
Carlos Mencia is appearing, of course, at the Punchline tonight through Friday. 2 shows on Friday. And
the first show's already sold out, by the way, and there's not a lot of tickets for the second show, and there's not a lot of tickets for Thursday's show. So get your tickets right away, seriously.
This guy is amazing. You don't want to miss it. 2100 Arden Way in Sacramento. 2 shows on Friday, 8 and 10:30. The first show on Friday sold out
already.
Look at that. And you've been there since yesterday.
Yes. Yeah, last night. We did a show last night. It was awesome. It was awesome because... We had the best time. They were just honest people. And, you know, like, look, I'm not for everybody. I get it. If you're one of those people that wants to hear jokes about, you know, hey, the other day I was doing laundry and I put 6 pairs of socks in the, but only 5.5 came out. Where did the sock go? Is there like a sock fairy inside?
That's not Carlos.
But no, that's not me. I turn on the news and I see that they want to scare me about a conflict between Jews and Palestinians that has been going on for thousands of years. But there's an Ebola outbreak, and every time somebody brings up Ebola, they have a doctor going, you know, there's no need to worry. Are you serious? Every movie I've ever seen about the beginning of the end of the world starts like this. This is how Planet of the Apes started. One dude got on a plane, got a lap dance, everybody got infected. This is it. This is it right here. And every time I hear, like, there's no cure for Ebola, people. Yeah. If you get Ebola, you're gonna die. Like, there's no, like, Ebola, and then you take it and it goes away. I just don't get it. Why are you trying to scare me about the Jews and the Palestinians? They've been fighting forever and ever.
Carlos, you just came to Sacramento, and we got a patient at Kaiser that may have the Ebola virus.
Do you see? Yeah. And you know what's funny?
You're here.
I turned on the TV yesterday, and a doctor here was like, you don't have to worry. Yeah, I do. Because they're like, it's not contagious. How did he get it? How did this guy get it? I don't even know. Please. I don't get it. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
And that's what makes him so funny. Don't miss Carlos Mencia tonight and two shows on Friday. Punchline, 2100 Ardenway in Sacramento. Hey, thanks for being here, man.
Nah, man, not a problem, man. It was fun. Awesome. You reminded me of my mom and dad and how awesome and real they were. You know what I mean? I remember when I was a kid, I wanted an Atari. And I go, Mom, I want an Atari. Everybody has an Atari. And my mom goes, oh, yeah, mijo, next time I go to the bathroom, I won't flush so you could get the money out. I was like, what? Oh, you didn't know I crap money. Hey, every time I go to the bathroom, I'm like, I'm going to flush. Oh, look at those thousands of dollars that I'm flushing. I was like, wow, that is me, man.
Carlos Mencia.
Well, that's my interview with the controversial Carlos Mencia. Thanks for listening, and I hope you join me next week for a brand new guest on Celebrity Interviews with Joey Mitchell. Have a great day.
That's all for today's episode of Celebrity Interviews with Joey Mitchell. Join us again next week for another well-known celebrity that most likely only aired once on Joey's show until now. Now you can subscribe to the podcast at patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast. patreon.com/Joey Mitchell Podcast, and you'll never miss an episode or extras only available to subscribers. Please visit and like Joey Mitchell's podcast on Facebook and tell us what you think. Thanks for listening.